G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
You and Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M, George Michael, the late great, together with Andrew Ridgely and Wham! Last Christmas. It's 13 after 6, and in the lead-up to Chrissy Day, we are doing some pretty cool stuff here at the Limestone Coast Triple M. We are giving you the chance to win cold hard cash at the moment. It's all thanks to Henry Post Jewelers, Marketplace Gourmet Meats, Mount Gambier Telstra Store, and the Federal Hotel. Also, Sassy Gift Home Living, the distributors, McCourt's Garden Centre, Arena Sports Store, big shout out to Petey this morning, Atwood Shoes, Anvil Electronics, She's Apples, and a host of other businesses right the way across the Limestone Coast. $500 cold hard cash. Who would say no to that at Christmas? Who would say no to that any stage? If you'd like to know how you can probably jag it, all you need to do is jump online, triplem.com.au. Go to our win page, $500, the Christmas cash call. We'll be back Friday morning and I will be making somebody a winner right here on your local. And in the lead up to Chrissy, don't forget, here at Triple M, we're also helping out those less fortunate at the moment. And we've got together with the Salvos. And what we'd like to do is we would like to put a smile on a child's face who might not have anything to smile about at Christmas. We're asking you to drop off new toys and gifts to Triple M's reception. And if you can do so, all the toys and gifts are going to go to the Salvos. We want them unwrapped if we can. All you need to do is drop a notice, drop the toys in, come and say good day to Gab. It's very, very simple. Corner of Grey and Commercial Streets is where you will find us.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M. Now on 963 Triple M, later on today, Katch is going to talk about scams. She might even give us a little bit of detail on it in just a moment. I've just put a post up on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page all about scams. And a scam that has, will cost somebody dearly in the upper southeast. You can find out all the details online this morning. One of the stories that you can hear more about from the national news point of view is also an insane rule that has led an ABC journalist being kicked out of Question Time in Parliament for supposedly showing too much skin in this day and age. How that can happen is a mystery. But we will hear more about it later on this morning. And Luke and Hugh Fernand were talking about it this morning on the night shift, and we're going to hear what they had to say later on today. Right now, time to welcome Katja to the studios. Good morning.
Thank you, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, police are calling for residents to stay alert and be on the lookout for scams after a local Nelly fell victim. A 25-year-old has been hit with over $1,000 in fines following a traffic stop. The course has been revealed for the Great Victorian Bike Ride for 2019, and the state government has welcomed the latest international visitor spending results. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Triple M. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. On the front page of the Border Watch today, fire crews are joining forces to help out in Queensland. We've got five local fireys who are heading that way today. You can read all about it in the pages of the paper today. When it comes to the rec centre, of course, the survey is going out, if you haven't got it in your mailboxes as yet, to ask whether you would like a rec centre for the Limestone Coast. And the doctors at Hawkins Medical Clinic have got right behind the $39.1 million sport and recreation hub. The Pioneers are also in the news today because the Pioneers are, well, in talks for their future at the moment. There was a meeting in Melbourne last night. We're going to try and find out how that went later on this morning.
You and Graham.
For breakfast.
It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. We're going to catch up with the national news team in a moment. Hannah Rosehamer is going to join me. Karch is going to talk about scams. There's been a scam warning put out by SAPOL. We've got all the details online at triplem.com.au. And after 6:30 this morning, there's some really cool stuff going on in the lead up to Christmas to help out those less fortunate if you are able to do so. We're going to give you some of the details on how you can help out across the Limestone Coast. After news next.
You and Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M, 21 days till Christmas Day. And if you're anything like me, in the lead up to Christmas, I am well aware of the fact that there are people that are so much less fortunate than I am who will be doing it tough over the Christmas period. And Christmas, if nothing else, is a great way to highlight and to focus on the fact that we live in an incredible country and most of us are incredibly lucky. Now, there are a lot of fantastic fundraising initiatives that are on at the moment to help people who are less fortunate within the Limestone Coast. The Millicent Community Christmas Appeal is underway at the moment, and I would urge you to help out as much as possible. Last year, 128 families were helped out during the 2017 Christmas Appeal in the Millicent area. Now, the Mayor's Christmas Appeal here in Mount Gambier is up and running at the moment. A big shout out to the young people who each and every year as part of the Christmas Parade help out to raise funds for the Mayor's Christmas Appeal as well. Now, if you'd like to help out the Mayor's Christmas Appeal, I put a post up on the Triple M website yesterday to give you the details on how you can do that. There's also some other fantastic national appeals that you can get involved with locally. Target helping out Uniting Care, Kmart with their Wishing Tree are helping out the Salvos as well. And here at Triple M, we would love to have your donations of new toys and gifts to go to the Salvos as well, if you would like to help out kids who may not have a bright Christmas this year. And don't forget, one of the amazing things that happens in the Limestone Coast and has happened for a number of years now is the Christmas Day lunch. And a lot of people have worked tirelessly for the last couple of months to make sure that the Christmas lunch takes place. I'll be talking about it in the lead-up to Chrissy Day to give you all the details on how you can be involved in it. But it's a fantastic way for people who are maybe alone at Christmas, who maybe can't afford to have a lavish Christmas Day lunch, to get together on the Limestone Coast and share in the joys that are Christmas, which is fantastic. And to everybody who puts on the Christmas Day lunch, a huge shout out as well, because it's a fantastic thing for the Limestone Coast.
Ewan Grant. For breakfast.
Triple M. Talking about the Christmas Day lunch, I've just posted all the details to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page so you can find out all about it. It is going to kick off at 11 a.m. Christmas Day, running through till 3 p.m. The main corner is where it's all going to take place. And as I said, the details are on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page this morning.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Right the way across the Limestone Coast, it is 963 Triple M. After 7 this morning, I'm going to tell you all about how you can score yourself $500 cold hard cash. There is also details on how you could possibly be at the Triple M Summer Beach House on us. I'll give you all the details after news. It's on the way. When it comes to news today, an insane royal from Canberra has led to an ABC journalist being kicked out of question time in Parliament for supposedly showing too much skin. Now, in this day and age, it is hard to believe that something like that can happen. It's hard to believe that something like that can even be talked about in the world of Parliament. But it happened, and Luke and Hugh Fennell were talking about it this morning on the night shift.
This ABC reporter was kicked out of question time yesterday. Why? Because her outfit showed too much skin.
Inappropriate.
You could see her arms. Christopher Pyne kicked her out of question time. You're kidding me.
Yeah, and if you saw the image that she actually put up on on the socials in regards to what she was actually wearing, it was just a half sleeve top. So it sort of just goes over the shoulder, half sleeve.
It was a so top that Julie Bishop, for example, would wear any day in spring or summer.
Hey, she goes sleeveless, mate. Down on the floor, she's sleeveless. She just bucks the trend.
Julie Bishop's outrageous.
Yeah, but that's the question.
Why did Christopher Pyne do this?
Well, that's the question. Who knows? Because the whole thing is with the press gallery. Males are supposed to turn up in the press gallery with a jacket on. And,
that's right.
And so there's a dress code that the journalists actually follow what the members are wearing, down on the floor. So if they're wearing suits, then the male journalists have to wear suits. If the women are wearing whatever, then they got to do the same. But then, it just goes to show there's a complete... And she was actually on ABC last night talking about it and actually saying, look, she got there early, she got in the front row because she's a bit of a nerd when it comes to politics, sitting there for 15 minutes, and then the attendant came up and said, excuse me, I'm really sorry to do this, but I've been asked to... escort you out because you're not wearing the appropriate.
You're not wearing the. You could see
and
her
she's
arms.
Like, what? I'm sorry, but what? No, my supervisor. I understand, but my supervisor has told me that you're wearing inappropriate gear, and we have to leave.
Oh my goodness! How would you feel being the attendant, by the way, being told that you have to escort this young lady out of question time? Just amazing. And to think that if you're wearing everyday regular clothes, that you could be told that you're showing too much skin in the world of Parliament. It's something to... if it wasn't so serious, let's put it that way. If it wasn't so serious, it would be something that you could have a giggle at. But in this day and age, in the world that we live in right now, is that appropriate at all? I don't think it is.
Triple M. You and Grant.
It is 963 Triple M. It is Ewan with you this morning. It's great to have your company. What do you think of ScoMo's decision to make sure that, I suppose, our politicians play nice when it comes to Parliament and keep our Prime Minister? Because it's been a revolving door for a number of years now. ScoMo was talking on the national news a moment ago. Here is what he had to say about Australians being disillusioned by the world of politics.
And they're sick of it. And we're sick of it. And it has to stop. And that's why we put this rule in place. That they elect a Prime Minister by electing a government, then they should have every reasonable expectation that that's what should remain the case.
Two-thirds majority apparently needed to change the Liberal leader now. First time in a very long time that such tough laws have come in for the Liberal Party. I'd love to know whether you think it changes your ideas of politics and whether it changes your ideas for the Liberal Party, who have been in shambles for a little while now. 132710 is the number to call if you'd like to have your say.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Last night, the Pioneers were in crisis talks in Melbourne. Basketball Australia, Basketball Victoria and Basketball South Australia were all in the room. Tom Kosh joins me this morning to tell me all about it. Tom, hello.
How you going, Ewan?
Yeah, good.
We were able to meet, obviously, in Melbourne last night. Our discussions are still ongoing with our governing bodies. We have been working really hard. They were good discussions. There is some confidentiality stuff that is attached to this, so we can't comment too far on it at this point in time. But we'll be working with them further, and we will have a result within the next 7 days about where we're at.
Tom, given the confidentiality agreement that's in place, I suppose, are you able to tell us whether it was good news for the Pioneers or not as yet?
Definitely, we were working towards a resolution for it, which we were able to have some, you know, clear discussions about what the future looks like. Those discussions were quite good, and we're hopeful for a, you know, workable outcome for Matt Gandia.
And the three leagues involved, I mean, are they sympathetic to the position that we are currently in at the moment as a basketball club?
Yeah, look, I don't think anyone doubts that it's disappointing for all parties for where we've been. So that's definitely the intention of our meeting yesterday, was to come up with a resolution that was going to help us and get us on court for 2019.
And Tom, given that there is so much of the Pioneers tied up with the new rec centre as well, does this mean moving forward we're going to see the Pioneers as part of the rec centre as well?
We definitely hope so. The community asset of the Pioneers, we've got to do, our board's acted definitely with the intention that we've got to do all that we can to preserve our club and give our local community something to come and watch, and also our young basketballers to aspire to. So it's definitely our intention that we be part of that new rec centre when it does eventuate. And we'll be doing all that we can to preserve the existence of the Pioneers in Mount Gambier.
Tom, great to talk to you this morning. I'm glad there's some good news on the horizon. Cannot wait for the press release to come out, and we'll try and catch up again towards the end of the week or maybe the start of next week.
Thanks, Ewan. Good on you, mate.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M. The Stuff Santa competition is back at the Coonawarra and Panola. And if you ever needed an excuse to go up to the Coonawarra, this is it. Although, who needs an excuse to go to the Coonawarra? The Stuff Santa competition is now in its seventh year, and there will be Santas all along the strip. Santa Goes to Hollywood is this year's theme, and I cannot wait to check out some of the entries that go up to be part of the Stuff Santa competition. It is going to be absolutely massive. In the lead up to Chrissy, it's a fantastic way to, I suppose, spend a day enjoying all the things that the Coonawarra has to offer, and showing the kids or the grandies the stuff Santa's on the strip as well. It's definitely well worth the trip up there.
You and Grant.
For breakfast. Triple M.
It is 18 after 7. Great to have your company this morning. Hopefully the start of your day is going well. It's time for us to catch up with what's making local news around the Limestone Coast, and scams are just one of the things that Karch is talking about this morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, a 25-year-old has been hit with over $1,000 in fines. Bicycle Australia have unveiled the route for the 2019 Great Victorian Bike Ride. Police are warning locals to be wary of potential scams, and international tourism is booming across the region and the country, according to new data. All of that in sport coming up soon.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. David Attenborough has been making headlines overnight. He has a stark warning for the world. Here is just some of what he had to say.
Right now, we are facing a man-made disaster of global scale, our greatest threat in thousands of years, climate change. If we don't take action, the collapse of our civilizations and the extinction of much of the natural world is on the horizon. The United Nations provides a unique platform that can unite the whole world. And as the Paris Agreement proved, together we can make real change happen. The people have spoken. Leaders of the world, you must lead. The continuation of our civilizations and the natural world upon which we depend is in your hands. Thank you.
Now, of course, last week we had headlines here in Australia because school children across the country went out on strike at schools, urging leaders in our own country to do more on climate change as well. And as David Attenborough has said, the greatest threat to our civilization is currently firmly in the focus, and we are in serious threat of being wiped out by climate change. On 963 Triple M, I'd love to know whether you agree with Dave Attenborough, by the way. 132710 is the number to call.
Triple M, Ewan Grant for breakfast.
Now, a big shout out to all the council workers who are out and about this morning, specifically to the ones who I reckon right about now are setting up the nativity scene in town. The nativity scene is going to be on display out the front of the Cave Gardens fountain on Commercial Street East, and while most of the decorations for the CBD were installed in the lead up to the Christmas parade, the nativity scene is traditionally not installed until the beginning of December, which signifies the start of Advent. As I say, should be going up as we speak if you see some of the council workers working hard this morning. And a big shout out to everybody at council. 21 away from 8, the classics continue. I have got the Monkees on the way. The Bellamy Brothers for you in a sec. And Steph from SAPOL is going to join me. There has been a lot of incidents in the Limestone Coast over the course of the weekend in relation to speeding.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Heading down to the cop shop. SAPOL, Steph joins me for a chat. Steph, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Stephanie, on the weekend, it was really a horror weekend on the roads, really, because you had some pretty stupid people.
Yeah, we had some fairly excessive speeds happening, both of them sort of in the early evening, one at 5 p.m. and one at 6:10 p.m. We had a P-plater, so an inexperienced driver, Mal from Kalangadu, who was detected travelling at 152 kilometres an hour in a 100 zone. Mm. We also had another Mal from Panola who was detected at 162 kilometres in a 110 zone on the Riddick Highway at Panola. In addition to that, there were another two males who were detected on the Riddick Highway, one at 121 and one at 125 and 110 zones. So some fairly dangerous speeds happening on our roads out here over the weekend.
Steph, that must be truly demoralising for all the traffic cops that are out and about and catching these people. I mean, we talk about this all the time about, you know, doing the right thing on our roads, and the fact that it's not only you that you're putting at risk, it's every other road user.
Yeah, that's right. And not only are they in danger of harming themselves, and particularly, I mean, if you're travelling at Kalangadoo at 152 and you're not worried about the kangaroos in the vicinity in the early evening, then you're putting yourself up for a lot of danger, but particularly the other road users at that sort of time when people are travelling home from work.
Steph, it's always good to catch up. It's terrible that we've had such a weekend on the roads. Hopefully when we talk next, we'll be able to talk about better things in the Limestone Coast.
Yeah, that's right. And just a message to people that if they do detect people travelling dangerously in a way such as this, could you please report it to the police, either on the phone number 131444 at the time of the event, or you can also attend your police station afterwards to submit a traffic complaint. And we just ask that we can get a description of the car, the registration number and the driver if possible.
Steph, always good to catch up. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much, Ewan. Ewan Grant.
Triple M. Nativity scene is going up as we speak in the centre of the city. It'll be great to see it up in the lead up to Chrissy. And on your local, we're giving you the opportunity to escape, to go away, to be part of the Triple M Summer Beach House. What you want to do if you are not a member of the Triple M Club as yet, what are you waiting for? Over the last couple of years, we've given you the chance to win some incredible prizes. And let's face it, they have been incredible prizes. And this time is no different. The brand new Ruby apartment on the Gold Coast, they do not do ordinary, and we are giving you the chance to stay there. The Triple M Summer Beach House. We're going to hook you up with flights, with accommodation, 5 nights on the Gold Coast, $1,000 spending money, passes to Dreamworld, and we'll even give you $500 to fill the fridge as well. Sounds great, doesn't it? You can head to triplem.com.au to make sure you are a member of the Triple M Club. If you're not, only club members have the chance to win. The brand new Ruby apartments on the Gold Coast, as I said, they don't do ordinary. Ewan Grant. For breakfast. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M from 1979, the year that the Cold War began and the year that the Sahara Desert saw snow. Another brick in the wall. Fantastic song. Another classic for you this morning. Now, on 963 Triple M, there is a host of things that are going to go on after 8 this morning. We're going to talk all about a fantastic event that's going to take place at the library this coming weekend. I am going to catch up with Nick from Council, who is going to talk to us all about the reuse market, because the reuse market is about to have its grand opening, which is sensational. I've got classics galore for you, more chances for you to win. I'll tell you more about how you can into the draw for our $500 cold hard cash, the Christmas cash call. It's going to be back again on Friday. I cannot wait. Ewan Grant for breakfast. Now on your local 963 Triple M, if you haven't stopped by to triplem.com.au as yet, not only do you get the latest in local and national news, you get to find out how you can become a member of the Triple M Club. You can also click on our win page and find out all about the fact that I am giving away $500 cold hard cash at the end of the week. It is the Triple M Christmas cash call, and you could be a winner. All the details are online at triplem.com.au. The reason that I'm talking about our website this morning, though, the Barefoot Investor has got a brand new book. It is fantastic in the lead up to Chrissy, and he is talking all about Aussies and our amount of debt at the moment, and the fact that we need to be looking at regulating afterpay services. So the question for you is, are you an afterpay user? Because the statistics are frightening. Some 2 million Aussies are now using the product, a 400% increase between 2015-16 to 2017-18 financial years. And afterpay collecting $28.4 million from us, just from late fees. Just imagine what you could do with that amount of cash. On 963 Triple M, you can find out all about it. You can find out what the Barefoot Investor has to say. You can jump online, triplem.com.au. All the details are there. Triple M Summer Beach House. We're all
going on a summer holiday. The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. We don't do ordinary.
On 963 Triple M, we're going to send out a shout out this morning to Andrew, to Heather, to Paul, to Robin, to Tanya, to Angela, Graham, Harriet, Jaylene, Jen, Julia, and a whole host of others who have all entered the draw to be part of the Triple M Summer Beach House. These people would all like a getaway on us. We are giving our Triple M Club members the chance to do just that, a family holiday for four on the Gold Coast to stay at the Triple M Summer Beach House. We are going to hook you up with flights, 5 nights accommodation, spending money. We'll throw in $1,000. We've got $500 to fill the fridge. We're going to give you passes to Dreamworld. It's sounds amazing. If you would like to go, you need to head to triplem.com.au. Make sure you join the club. And if you are a member of the club, look out for the emails that we send out so that you are in the draw with a chance. The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast, they do not do ordinary. And you can become a Triple M club member, as I said, just by visiting triplem.com.au. How awesome would that be? Ah, relaxing in the Triple M Summer Beach House. It sounds lovely. Wish the boss had sent me there. You and Grant for breakfast. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. One of the things that I put up on our Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page this morning is all about the Christmas lunch, which is taking place this year. It's going to kick off from 11 a.m. It's going to run through till 3 p.m. and it's a fantastic community Christmas Day lunch. If you'd like to know the details, if you'd like to know how you can be part of it, what you want to do, jump online. As I say, all the details are there. Bookings are essential. You can inquire about what's going on for the day. It's going to be a great day, though, at the main corner in Mount Gambier for Christmas Day on the 25th of December. And a big shout out to everybody who works tirelessly to make sure the Community Christmas Day lunch is a huge success that it is each and every year as well. Karch is going to join me in a moment. We're going to talk all about what's making local news in the Limestone Coast.
You and Grant. The Breakfast.
Triple M. Now on 963 Triple M, ScoMo is making news today. He has made sure that you need a two-third majority to roll the Prime Minister. It's a change that's been made to the Liberal leadership. Coca-Cola in Adelaide, the bottling factory is set to close today at midday after 80 years of bottling in South Australia. And I don't know whether you've seen it at all as yet, but one of the more interesting things that's making news today, there's a Christmas tree that's been unveiled in Europe, and it's made up of 63 kilograms of solid gold coins. Ah, wouldn't you want a piece of that? It's time to find out what else is making news around the Limestone Coast. Locally, at least, here is Karcher to tell us what's going on.
Thank you, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, quick thinking from a financial institution has stopped a local falling victim to an online scam. Limestone Coast Highway Patrols have issued over $1,500 in fines to a teenager. The track has been announced for the 2019 Great Victorian Bike Ride, and international tourism on the Limestone Coast and across the state is on the rise. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Great to see the Great Victorian Bike Ride is coming back in 2019, by the way. What an epic event it was this year.
Ewan Grant.
The
Breakfast.
Triple M. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Clark Rubber, Mount Gambier Central, The Marketplace, Henry Post, Red Gum Country, UFS Chemist, Cocky's Auto Pro, She's Apples, Anvil Electronics, Atwood Shoes and a host of other businesses have all got together to help us out here at Triple M. I have got our Christmas cash call. Each and every week in the lead up to Chrissy, every Friday, I am giving away $500 cold hard cash. If you want to be in with a chance to win, head to triplem.com.au.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Your local 963 Triple M this weekend. The library is going to be huge. There's a massive market taking place. And from Lakes Rotary, I've got Phil Richards on the line to tell us all about it. Phil, good morning.
Morning, Ewan. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, this weekend, you guys have got the massive Christmas library market. What's going on?
Well, it's on Sunday, Ewan, at Cave Gardens. Every second Sunday from October through to March, we have a library market in the Cave Gardens. It goes from 10 till 2 on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This time it's an extremely big one. It's virtually capacity for the Cave Gardens. We've got over 100 stalls, and it's, you know, we've got stallholders coming from as far as Bordertown, Portland, Millicent, Casterton, Panola. And we've got virtually everything there. It's ideal for Christmas gifts. We've got clothing, babyware, goods, flowers, confectionery, artworks, decorations, collectibles, etc., stationery, fabric, jewellery, just about everything. And also a fair number of food stalls for those who want to eat on the day, and coffee, barbecue, meat, wood-fired pizzas, pasta, fruit and veggies, etc. And on the day there will be, mini golf for kids is another thing, but we also have the Highland Pipe Band entertaining us in the morning, along with Ardlea dancers, and in the afternoon, Phil Wilson on piano accordion. So it's a good opportunity to get out and get a last-minute gift for Christmas. We just pray for decent weather, and it's probably the last big market really big market prior to Christmas.
Phil, the weather forecast so far looks great for the weekend. We look like getting some sunshine, so it looks like it's going to be a great day for the massive Christmas library market. Hopefully everything goes well. As you say, kicking off from 10?
Teeing off at 10 a.m. and closing up at 2 p.m. Stallholders start getting there about 6 in the morning, which is a bit of a bind because they're very keen. But it is a huge one. We're absolute capacity. There's no room for any more stalls on Sunday, which is good for us.
It's going to be a spectacle.
Yep, it should be fantastic.
Phil, great to talk to you this morning. Good luck on Sunday. Thanks for joining us. All right.
Thank you, Ewan. Thanks a lot.
On 963 Triple M, the massive Christmas library market from the Rotary Club. It's going to be one of the big events that's taking place this weekend, and right the way across the week, I'll do my best to tell you all about what is going on.
Ewan Grant. For breakfast.
Triple M. The Monster Coast 963 Triple M. The Pioneers last night, they were meeting with Basketball Australia, Basketball Victoria and Basketball South Australia. Hopefully some things in the pipeline will keep the Pioneers in existence in 2019. We caught up with Tom Kosh this morning to talk all about it. You can catch up with everything on the Brekkie Show this morning simply by jumping online to triplem.com.au. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll do it all again, keeping you up to date with everything you need to know from around the Limestone Coast. Have a great day. Ray Hadley's in next.